Joining us right now is a longtime friend of John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. His name is Mike Harris. Do I say retired Marine? Do you guys, like, you're always a Marine, right?
You're always a Marine, but yeah, you can say retired in front of it.
Okay. He's a retired Marine and now spends his time doing things for everybody else. Like, it wasn't enough you served our country, now you're serving your community. And you're here today to talk about your toy drive.
Yeah, we've got a kickoff that's going to be going on Saturday, starting at 2 o'clock going till 6 over at Motor World. I had 315 Magnolia in El Cajon. And we've got Jeeps, we've got motorcycles, and everybody's invited to come on out. Just work something out with the Rubios. They're going to be giving away a free taco, and it's going to be a good time.
Are we asking people to bring a toy to this, or is this like a woohoo, let's start off the toy drive fund?
We are asking for people to bring toys. This is actually the East County Off-Road and FJ Cruisers kickoff. So they are inviting everybody to come on out. We've got an opportunity drawing, and then we'll also have some other things going on. Motor World and Indian of El Cajon will be having specials going on, and it's going to be a fun day.
So, Mike, this is kicking off the Start to Your Toy Drive. This is where you have several different events leading up to your big one that happens in Del Mar. This is along with the Marine Corps. So if you can bring a new unwrapped toy, all of the toys stay right here in San Diego County, and you are helping children have a wonderful Christmas who may not have one without it.
Mike, how long have you been doing this now?
Well, this is actually going to be my 11th year doing it.
Wow, that's
awesome.
And in the past 10 years, we've raised in excess of $173,000 and well over 17,000 toys, and we've given it all to the Marines. The money goes to buy toys for age or gender that they don't have a lot of, because sometimes you just run out. So the money is just as important.
Oh, sure. That makes sense, because it's always easy to buy a toy for a real little kid.
Right.
And it gets harder when they get a little older.
Mike, I can't imagine how many families you've made their Christmases. That's a pretty cool thing to carry around, pal. I know you're too humble to say it, but I'll say it for you. Well done, sir.
Thank you. I greatly do appreciate that. But I've got a lot of people that help out with this.
Well, I mean, it takes a village, as I've been told.
2 o'clock, Motor World in El Cajon on Magnolia. Bring a new unwrapped toy, get a free taco from Rubio's, and just have a great afternoon.
Mike, thank you for what you do, pal.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. I can't wait to see y'all again.
That's cool, Mike. Thank you. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
During a Riley Green concert, while he's singing the song Jesus Saves, a fight broke out.
She pushed me first. I'm not laughing. There's something funny about fighting at concerts.
Can we start? Got to get in a scuffle during a song called Jesus Saves Me.
Getting in a scuffle while he's singing a song called Jesus Saves.
I don't think there's anything I find more stupid than people fighting at concerts. I really think that if you take something that's supposed to be so fun and such a time to get together and just vibe with people,
right,
and choose to fight somebody else, you're just stupid. You understand that, right? You're a stupid individual.
Producer Jessica,
yes,
in your younger, wilder days, when you were emo and whatnot, did you ever get in any kind of a scuffle at a concert?
Jessica?
Well, we kicked a guy, but it was in the mosh pit. So, like, he was, like, really pushing us, and we weren't trying to be in the pit, but we were close enough to it.
Yeah.
And he got too close to us, my friend kicked him.
Okay.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah. So it was like that was what happened there in the pit, so it was fine.
Yeah, moshing, you are beating the crowd. I did that one time.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Did that one time at Lollapalooza in St. Paul during ministry. Never again.
Yeah.
Tammy, I went to a concert with your husband when we still were in Madison. I think it was a Godsmack and Disturbed show.
Right.
And Kurt's like, let's get in there. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
we've got children.
I would love to see Kurt in a mosh pit.
No, Kurt would get seriously injured. Kurt is a lot like me.
Yeah.
We find ways to hurt ourselves.
I can't believe that he wanted to go in the mosh pit.
Ask me. He probably doesn't remember now. It was a while ago.
Was he drinking?
I think we may have had a couple of pops before the show, during the show, after the show. But we would have had a lot more had he actually gone in the mosh pit.
Oh, I know.
To dull the pain. 833-287-1037. It's time for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and your chance to go see Parker McCollum, where nobody will be fighting. We'll be having a great time. Dasha and Chase Beckham are also going to be there. Parker McCollum is the headliner, and you'll be there by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Okay, you guys, I have a question for you both.
Go ahead, producer Jessica.
Yes. Say you could win $1 million, but you have to sing one song, the whole song, correctly without a single lyric mistake. What song would you sing?
I know what I'd sing.
Go ahead.
I'm on fire by Bruce Springsteen.
I'm on fire by Bruce Springsteen?
Wow, that's a tough one. Sing a little bit of it.
Yeah,
hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone at home? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Keep going.
Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? Can it do to you the things that I do?
Oh, nope, you already missed the word and. You're out.
And?
No. Yeah, you missed the word and.
Which one? Oh,
bummer.
Yeah,
I
sorry.
I just lost $1 million.
You just lost $1 million over the word and.
Lost $1 million.
Over the word and. That sucks.
It couldn't even be a good word like onomatopoeia. It had to be and.
Oh,
sorry, John.
I was enjoying listening to you, too. You sang that really well. Oh, man.
Many a nights in my room, by myself, mind you, pretending I was Bruce Springsteen singing that song.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Darn it. I thought for sure I had $1 million.
I know. I did, too. I thought, well, that's pretty good because he knows everything, Bruce. Dang it. All right. Here we go. What's my song? Okay, for $1 million.
Okay, Tammy, go.
Here's what I sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, I don't know, John. Happy birthday to you a month early.
Were there rules to this? Any song?
It didn't say. So you would be getting the $1 million, Tammy. Congratulations.
Oh.
And I screwed up on the word and.
Oh, honey. I'll share it with you.
Actually, Tammy, wait, hold on. Pause. You don't get the $1 million.
Why?
Because you don't
There's
have it?
There's two other verses to the original Happy Birthday song.
Really?
Yes.
Give it to us.
From good friends and true, from old friends and new, may good luck go with you and happiness too.
Jessica,
how old are you now? How old are you now? How old? How old? How old are you now?
Yeah, see here, I thought I was being all clever. Nope.
So, you guys
We're both
are
broke, John.
Broke
I guess,
I'm sorry, I tried.
I guess we're out of that fictional $1 million.
I'll just keep it for myself.
Oh, man. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to El Cajon.
For the day.
Oh, hello.
Elena.
Hello.
What's going on back there, Elena?
Sorry, I was just talking to my stepdad. I was going to go stop by and drop my laundry off at my parents, but they were leaving. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Okay. Your parents do your laundry for you?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm a busy single mom, so they like to help me out when they can.
That's so sweet.
The most charming thing ever. I would, you know what? I love doing laundry. And I would love if my daughter asked me to do her laundry for her. I don't tell her that, because the next thing I know, she'll be... But I think I would love that, actually.
For a while.
I was going to say, aren't we on a live radio right now? So hopefully she's listening.
Yeah, you're right. Oops. Don't tell Abby. Elena, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, will you go get some coffee and take a break?
You bet. Good luck.
Hey, Elena, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, want to remind you, Elena, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jenna Ortega turns 22 today. She recently played Lydia's daughter in the sequel to Beetlejuice. What's the full name of the sequel?
Beetlejuice 2?
Miranda Lambert was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week. The two have an interesting connection in their exes. Kelly's ex, Brandon Blackstock, used to manage Miranda's ex-husband. What was his name?
Oh, I know this. Blake Shelton.
The Purple Rain soundtrack tops a list of the 100 greatest soundtracks of all time. What year was Purple Rain released? 1984, 85, or 86?
Let's go with 85.
Ellen DeGeneres says she went to therapy after becoming the most hated person in America amid toxic workplace claims on the set of her daytime talk show. Within three, and without going over, how many years did the Ellen DeGeneres show run?
Seven.
And finally, Johnny Depp says his life was turned into a soap opera to the point that he was even televised. Johnny's been nominated for an Oscar three times. One was for Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Name either of the two other movies he was nominated for.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to El Cajon.
Are you
waiting
for the day?
Okay. Oh, hello?
Elena?
Hello.
What's going on back there, Elena?
Sorry, I was just talking to my stepdad. I was going to go stop by and drop my laundry off on my parents, but they were leaving. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Okay. Your parents do your laundry for you?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm a busy single mom, so they like to help me out when they can.
That's so sweet.
The most charming thing ever. I would, you know what? I love doing laundry. And I would love if my daughter asked me to do her laundry for her. I don't tell her that, because the next thing I know she'll be... But I think I would love that, actually.
For a while.
I was going to say, aren't we on a live radio right now? So hopefully she's listening.
Yeah, you're right. Oops. Don't tell Abby. Elena, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, will you go get some coffee and take a break?
You bet. Good luck.
Hey, Elena, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, I remind you, Elena, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jenna Ortega turns 22 today. She recently played Lydia's daughter in the sequel to Beetlejuice. What's the full name of the sequel?
Beetlejuice 2.
Miranda Lambert was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week. The two have an interesting connection in their exes. Kelly's ex, Brandon Blackstock, used to manage Miranda's ex-husband. What was his name?
Oh, I know this. Blake Shelton.
The Purple Rain soundtrack tops a list of the 100 greatest soundtracks of all time. What year was Purple Rain released? 1984, 85, or 86?
Let's go with 85.
Ellen DeGeneres says she went to therapy after becoming the most hated person in America amid toxic workplace claims on the set of her daytime talk show. Within three, and without going over, how many years did the Ellen DeGeneres show run?
Seven.
And finally, Johnny Depp says his life was turned into a soap opera to the point that he was even televised. Johnny's been nominated for an Oscar three times. One was for Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Name either of the two other movies he was nominated for.
I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Okay. All right. Let's get Tam back in.
It's a lot more nerve-wracking.
I get that all the time. Elena, what you got going on today?
I'm just on my way to work right now.
What are you
She's dropping off the laundry. Duh.
And that.
Well, Elena, you got one out of five today. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Better than zero.
Yes, you know what? I love your positive attitude. Tammy, Jenna Ortega turns 22 today. She recently played Lydia's daughter in the sequel to Beetlejuice. What's the full name of the sequel?
Beetlejuice.
Elena went Beetlejuice 2, 1-0 Tam. Miranda Lambert was on the Kelly Clarkson show this week. The two have an interesting connection in their exes. Kelly's ex, Brandon Blackstock, used to manage Miranda's ex. What was his name?
Blake Shelton.
Yes. Elena knew that. 2-1 Tam. The Purple Rain soundtrack tops a list of the 100 greatest soundtracks of all time. By the way, 100% agree. What year was Purple Rain released?
Ooh.
1984, 85, or 86?
Ooh, 86?
A young John on the school bus. Christy Pressel and her boombox playing the cassette Purple Rain. I fell in love with Christy Pressel. She rejected me instantly. But Purple Rain remains one of my favorite songs of all time, and that was way back in 1984. It's 2-1, Tammy. Ellen DeGeneres says she went to therapy after becoming the most hated person in America amid toxic workplace claims on the set of her daytime talk show. Within three, and without going over, how many years did that show run?
19.
19 is exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Johnny Depp says his life was turned into a soap opera to the point that it was even televised. Johnny's been nominated for an Oscar three times. One was for Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Name either of the two other movies he was nominated for.
Was he nominated for Edward Scissorhands?
Sweeney Todd.
Oh, wrong scissors.
Yeah, right? Oh, that's funny. That's funny. And Finding Neverland.
Okay.
All right. Today, Tammy beat Yelena by a score of 3-1. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
Yes, we do. You have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum's Burn It Down tour. He's also bringing Chase Beckham and Dasha with him to the Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Yelena, have a great day at work. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Yelena in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Guys, I hate to break it to you, but summer's been over for a while now.
Well,
we still haven't gotten 100,000 high fives.
We've been over for not even a week. You need to calm yourself down.
And by the way, we're in Southern California. It stays summer for a while, I really don't think that matters.
Thank you for that reminder. More importantly, we still need to get to 100,000 high fives.
I know. We're a little short. I'm at 48,922. We each need to get 50,000 so that we can get our 100,000 high fives. And John, I just pulled ahead of you. You're at 48,901.
Yeah. Wow, what a shock. Tammy's now suddenly taking the lead. Quote unquote, suddenly taking the lead.
Okay.
This was the plan all along.
It is not
this
the plan.
This has been the plan all along.
There's no plan, John, except that we each want to get 50,000 so we could hit 100,000 high fives.
Okay, so next week, let's do a race. Let's see who can finish that, get to that 50,000 first.
So what you're saying is, let's see how long it takes Tammy to win.
Oh, my God.
Why, are you giving up? Are you quitting?
Oh,
yeah, quitter.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, I'm down. Let's do this.
So here's what I want the KSON listeners to do. Okay. Email me, producer Jessica. It's just jessica@kson.com. That's it. Tell me where you're at and who you want to come out and see you. Do you want John to come see you and get high fives from you? Or do you want Tammy? And I'll arrange for them to come and see you all next week.
Okay.
Sound good?
It sounds like a plan to me. Well, someone's got to get, we need to get to 50,000, John. So you might as well, you know, if you're going to quit, fine. I'll take the win.
I'm not going to quit.
Okay.
But you very well know, as the most popular person on this show.
That is not true. That is not true.
Oh. I get more messages about you on my personal Instagram than anybody else on the show.
Like, John should shut up?
No, it's usually like, is John excited about this?
John should take
this?
A longer vacation?
Oh, my God. Stop
oh, my
it.
Goodness. Are you? Anyways.
All next week.
Yes. So email me, jessica@kson.com.
Okay.
I'll arrange it. I'll send down John or Tammy. You make the choice. Just please choose John so I don't have to hear it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Jelly Roll is on a roll. No kidding. Where is he going to be next? It's a pretty big accomplishment. That's coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Jelly Roll's calendar is getting pretty filled up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a musical guest on SNL's season premiere on Saturday night, obviously. And, of course, headlining Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
But now, another thing on his to-do list.
He is now going to be performing at the ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the new inductees.
He joins a very diverse list of performers, including Kenny Chesney, Sammy Hagar, Dr. Dre. I mean, I wonder if Jelly Roll all those years ago thought he would ever... Well, I'm just going to go ahead and answer my own question. There's no way Jelly Roll thought he would be on stage with all those artists at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But there it is. The amazing career of Jelly Roll just continues to get more interesting.
What do you think he's going to sing, Jess? I can see you're excited about this one.
Well, here's the thing. So the list of this year's inductees include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. most likely, maybe he's doing Aussie.
No way. He's doing Believe by Cher.
That's what I want to happen. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Guys, hear me out.
Because he always preaches, like, you got to believe. And all of a sudden, do you believe in life after love?
Would that not be the most legendary moment in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame history? Jelly Roll came out and started singing Believe by Cher.
Hey, man, if Rob Halford, the lead singer of Judas Priest, widely regarded as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, heavy metal vocalists of all time, can sing Jolene with Dolly Parton, why not Jelly Roll singing Believe by Cher with Cher? Oh, that would be so dope.
You guys, my dreams would all come true.
You know what? I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
Write it down.
Okay.
Who's going to Vegas? Place a bet for me.
Yes, okay.
That's what Jelly Roll sings. Believe by Cher.
Okay. All right, 8:05, you could be seeing Jelly Roll at Stagecoach 2025. Be listening for your name, and if you haven't signed up, do so right now at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tam and I are both just beyond honored to be a guardian again on Honor Flight San Diego. This weekend is our Honor Flight San Diego trip to Washington, D.C. to give these heroes, these American heroes, the respect that they deserve, taking them to the monuments and the memorials that were built for them.
Now, the great thing is that you can actually participate in this on Sunday as we welcome our heroes home. And Holly Schaffner is joining us, Director of Public Relations with Honor Flight San Diego. And somebody wants to be a part of this homecoming, Holly. What do they need to do? And what do they need to know?
Yeah, for anybody that hasn't been to an Honor Flight homecoming, you absolutely have to come out. It is 800 to 1,000 people, all waving American flags. It's the greatest sense of patriotism you'll ever see. So we've got that on Sunday, and we are scheduled to land at 1:15 p.m. But, you know, if we catch a tailwind, you're definitely going to want to be there by noon just so you don't miss the homecoming. And got free parking, free shuttles. You can park at the corner of Sassafras and Pacific Highway and take the shuttle over to Terminal 2 Baggage Claim.
And I'll tell you, that's super easy, too, the shuttle is.
A lot of people think, oh, man, the parking, forget it. I'm not, but you've made it so convenient for everybody to pay these heroes the respect that they deserve. Remember, a lot of these guys and women are Vietnam veterans who did not get any kind of homecoming, or at least a pleasant welcome. We love you. Thank you. Welcome home, homecoming. So this is going to be overwhelming at times for them. Overwhelming for us as guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason I'm wearing my shades inside the airport every time I come back.
This is new, this homecoming Sunday. You've partnered with Feeding San Diego. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, we're super excited. We heard Bob Kaminsky from Feeding San Diego talking about their special initiative that they have going on right now, which is Feeding Heroes Initiative. Feeding San Diego is going to be out there on Sunday when we come home from our homecoming with all those people. And we're just asking for everyone that's coming to please bring one non-perishable food item. There'll be red bins out there to drop your food item in. There'll be volunteers there from Feeding San Diego that will take all the food back, you know, to their warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And all the food collected goes to their Feeding Heroes Initiative and helps our military community.
See, it's a win-win-win. Again, I mean, you know, you're coming and you're welcoming these heroes home. You're also helping out with the Feeding Heroes Initiative and feeding military families, and it's going to make your heart grow 10 times bigger than what it is.
You are going to love being a part of it, and it's contagious. You're going to want to be a part of it every two times a year that Honor Flight San Diego takes this trip.
We have a 97-year-old World War II veteran. We have Korean War veterans. We have two female veterans as well going on this flight. We have a Vietnam veteran who has six Distinguished Flying Cross medals.
Wow.
I mean, most aviators will tell you that it, you know, they go through their whole career and don't even, you know, earn one, and he's got six. We have men who have Purple Hearts for their actions in combat, you know, for being wounded in combat. We've got Bronze Star, Silver Star recipients, again, for, you know, their actions in combat. So there's men and women from every branch of service. So please just come out and welcome these heroes home and give them the homecoming that they didn't get when they came home from war.
I cannot wait. Holly Schaffer, as always, you are welcome here. You know that. We love Honor Flight San Diego. We cannot thank you enough for the incredible honor of being a guardian again. So this is going to be awesome. Thank you, Holly. We've never done this before together.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you are such a genius. The content we're going to bring back.
Ooh.
You must work in public relations. Thank you, Holly Schaffner. HonorFlightSanDiego.org.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five
culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. Hollywood knowledge.
Let's head out to Lakeside. Say good morning to Billy. How's it going, Billy?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Real well, pal. Thank you for asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Billy, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Billy?
All right.
Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Fergie all got their start on this Disney show, also known as MMC to fans. What's the show?
Gosh, I know this. I can't think of it.
Legendary broadcast journalist and the first female nightly network news anchor, Barbara Walters, would have turned 95 this week. What daytime talk show did Barbara create and star in that is now moderated by Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know.
All right. What modern day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? Was it a Coca-Cola can, a Starbucks cup, or a McDonald's bag?
Starbucks cup.
The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS this week in 2007. Kaley Cuoco was a co-star on that show, and she recently starred in The Flight Attendant on what network?
NBC.
And finally, the Padres are the talk of baseball, and there are a few experts that are now predicting them to finally win their first World Series. The Pods have played in 2 World Series. Tell me the year of either of them.
1998.
Let's get Tam back in. Good Lord, can you even imagine a World Series? Oh my God, I think I'd just explode. I think I literally would just spontaneously combust.
You guys are going to hate me. I'm not a Padres fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Uh-oh.
I am rooting for the Padres.
You lost me after Giants. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you said after that. Oh, sorry.
I was listening, Billy.
I'm playing. We're all entitled to our teams. Yeah. You know, that's all there is. That's the beauty of sports. Billy did just... Billy Roll's calendar is getting pretty filled up.
Mm-hmm.
He's the musical guest on SNL's season premiere on Saturday night, obviously. And, of course, headlining Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
But now, another thing on his to-do list.
He is now going to be performing at the ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the new inductees.
He joins a very diverse list of performers, including Kenny Chesney, Sammy Hagar, Dr. Dre. I mean, I wonder if Jelly Roll all those years ago thought he would ever... Well, I'm just going to go ahead and answer my own question. There's no way Jelly Roll thought he would be on stage with all those artists mm-hmm. at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But there it is. The amazing career of Jelly Roll just continues to get more interesting.
What do you think he's going to sing, Jess? I can see you're excited about this one.
Well, here's the thing. So the list of this year's inductees include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. Most likely, maybe he's doing Ozzy something. Yeah, Ozzy.
No way. He's doing Believe by Cher.
That's what I want to happen. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Guys, hear me out.
Because he always preaches, like, you got to believe, you got to believe. And all of a sudden, do you believe in love after love?
Would that not be the most legendary moment in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame history?
Jelly Roll
came out and started singing Believe by Cher.
Hey, man, if Rob Halford, the lead singer of Judas Priest, widely regarded as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, heavy metal vocalists of all time, can sing Jolene with Dolly Parton, why not Jelly Roll singing Believe by Cher with Cher? Oh, that would be so dope.
You guys, my dreams would all come true.
You know what? I think that's going to happen.
Okay. I'm so
into
this.
Write it down.
Okay.
Who's going to Vegas? Place a bet for me.
Yes, okay.
That's what Jelly Roll sings. Believe by Cher.
Okay. All right, 8:05, you could be seeing Jelly Roll at Stagecoach 2025. Be listening for your name, and if you haven't signed up, do so right now at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tam and I are both just beyond honored to be a guardian again on Honor Flight San Diego. This weekend is our Honor Flight San Diego trip to Washington, D.C. to give these heroes, these American heroes, the respect that they deserve, taking them to the monuments and the memorials that were built for them.
Now, Now, the great thing is that you can actually participate in this on Sunday as we welcome our heroes home. And Holly Schaffner is joining us, Director of Public Relations with Honor Flight San Diego. And somebody wants to be a part of this homecoming, Holly, what do they need to do? And what do they need to know?
Yeah, for anybody that hasn't been to an Honor Flight homecoming, you absolutely have to come out. It is 800 to 1,000 people, all waving American flags. It's the greatest sense of patriotism you'll ever see. So we've got that on Sunday, and we are scheduled to land at 1:15 p.m. But, you know, if we catch a tailwind, you're definitely going to want to be there by noon just so you don't miss the homecoming. And got free parking, free shuttles. You can park at the corner of Sassafras and Pacific Highway and take the shuttle over to Terminal 2 baggage claim.
And I'll tell you, that's super easy, too, the shuttle is.
A lot of people think, oh, man, the parking, forget it. I'm not, but you've made it so convenient for everybody to pay these heroes the respect that they deserve. Remember, a lot of these guys and women are Vietnam veterans who did not get any kind of homecoming, or at least a pleasant welcome. We love you. Thank you. Welcome home, homecoming. So this is going to be overwhelming at times for them. Overwhelming for us as guardians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason I'm wearing my shades inside the airport every time I come back.
This is new, this homecoming Sunday. You've partnered with Feeding San Diego. Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, we're super excited. We heard Bob Kaminsky from Feeding San Diego talking about their special initiative that they have going on right now, which is Feeding Heroes Initiative. Feeding San Diego is going to be out there on Sunday when we come home from our homecoming with all those people. And we're just asking for everyone that's coming to please bring one non-perishable food item. There'll be red bins out there to drop your food item in. There'll be volunteers there from Feeding San Diego that will take all the food back, you know, to their warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And all the food collected goes to their Feeding Heroes Initiative and helps our military community.
See, it's a win-win-win. Again, I mean, you know, you're coming and you're welcoming these heroes home. You're also helping out with the Feeding Heroes Initiative and feeding military families. And it's going to make your heart grow 10 times bigger than what it is.
You are going to love being a part of it. And it's contagious. You're going to want to be a part of it every two times a year that Honor Flight San Diego takes this trip.
We have a 97-year-old World War II veteran. We have Korean War veterans. We have two female veterans as well going on this flight. We have a Vietnam veteran who has six Distinguished Flying Cross medals.
Wow.
I mean, most aviators will tell you that it, you know, they go through their whole career and don't even, you know, earn one, and he's got six. We have who have Purple Hearts for their actions in combat, you know, for being wounded in combat. We've got Bronze Star, Silver Star recipients, again, for, you know, their actions in combat. So there's men and women from every branch of service. So please just come out and welcome these heroes home and give them the homecoming that they didn't get when they came home from war.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Holly Schaffner, as always, you are welcome here. You know that. We love Honor Flight San Diego. We cannot thank you enough for the incredible honor of being a guardian again. So this is going to be awesome. Thank you, Holly. We've never done this before together.
Yeah.
Oh, you are such a genius. The content we're going to bring back.
Ooh.
You must work in public relations. Thank you, Holly Schaffner. HonorFlightSanDiego.org.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Lakeside. Say good morning to Billy. How's it going, Billy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Real well, pal. Thank you for asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Billy, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Billy?
All right.
Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Fergie all got their start on this Disney show, also known as MMC to fans. What's the show?
Gosh, I know this. I can't think of it.
Legendary broadcast journalist and the first female nightly network news anchor, Barbara Walters, would have turned 95 this week. What daytime talk show did Barbara create and star in that is now moderated by Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know.
All right. What modern day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? Was it a Coca-Cola can, a Starbucks cup, or a McDonald's bag?
Starbucks cup.
The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS this week in 2007. Kaley Cuoco was a co-star on that show, and she recently starred in The Flight Attendant on what network?
NBC.
And finally, the Padres are the talk of baseball, and there are a few experts that are now predicting them to finally win their first World Series. The Pods have played in two World Series. Tell me the year of either of them.
1998.
Let's get Tam back in. Good Lord, can you even imagine a World Series? Oh, my God. I think I'd just explode. I think I literally would just spontaneously combust.
You guys are going to hate me. I'm not a Padres fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Uh-oh.
I am rooting for the Padres.
You lost me after Giants. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you said after that. Sorry.
I was listening, Billy.
I'm playing. We're all entitled to our teams. Yes. You know, that's all there is. That's the beauty of sports. Billy did just 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Tammy, Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Fergie all got their start on this Disney show, also known as MMC. To fans, what is it?
Mickey Mouse Club.
I knew all of those acts except Fergie. I didn't know Fergie also got her start there.
She wasn't on MMC. She was on Kids Incorporated. I'm sorry. MMC was my jam.
Oh, sure.
She was Kids Incorporated, which was the show before Mickey Mouse Club when they aired back to back.
Gotcha.
So it was Fergie and Jennifer Love Hewitt both started on Kids Incorporated.
Wow.
I'm still lost. I'm a whole Giants statement a couple minutes ago. I didn't hear a word you just said. What was that? But either way, it's the Mickey Mouse Club. 1-0, Tammy. Legendary broadcast journalist and the first female nightly network news anchor, Barbara Walters, would have turned 95 this week. What daytime talk show did Barbara create and star in that's now moderated by Whoopi Goldberg?
The View.
The View. I did not know that she was the first female nightly news network host. I thought it was Fergie.
Oh, my God.
It's 2-0, Tammy. What modern-day item, Tammy, made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? Was it a Coca-Cola can, a Starbucks cup, or a McDonald's bag?
A Starbucks cup.
That is correct. Billy knew that. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, The Big Bang Theory premiered in CBS on This Week in 2007. Kaley Cuoco was a co-star on that show, and she recently starred in The Flight Attendant on what network?
It was on Streaming Max.
That's right. I would have also accepted HBO, right? I think. Mm-hmm. Was it also on
HBO? It used to be called HBO Max. Yeah. Now it's just Max.
Anyway, Billy didn't know. Went with NBC. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, the Padres are the talk of baseball. And there are a few experts now that are predicting them to finally win their first World Series. Oh, sweet Ooh. Lord, please. The Pods have played in 2 World Series. Tell me the year of either of them.
1980-something?
Slightly more specific, please.
It's just a guess. 84.
84 is right.
Oh, really?
Unbelievable.
Swear to God.
Just a guess. The right guess. Here we go. 1998, the other year. That's the one that Billy went with. So today, nice guess, Tam. A clean sweep for Tammy.
I need to go buy a lottery ticket today.
You're on fire. I've been saying it all morning. 5-2. Billy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you, buddy.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum along with Chase Beckham and Dasha October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy that, Billy. Have a great day, pal. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Billy from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Well, it is official. The Padres are not going to win at the NL West, as the Dodgers won last night.
My biggest question, John, is how soon after the Padres clinched a playoff did you ask for tickets for playoff games?
I did not ask for tickets for playoff games after they clinched. I asked about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what you're laughing at because I'm not joking. Look at my face.
Oh,
I threw it in there. I mean, first of all, the amount of tickets that we're going to get because our station, the Fan 97.3, the Fan is the Padres flagship station. So mm-hmm. we are allotted some tickets.
Sure,
but we don't get anywhere near as many tickets for the playoffs.
Oh well, that
so
makes sense.
And they're going to, let's be honest, they're going to be giving them to our high priced clients, and that's good because they spend their money on our radio station. They're mm-hmm. a reason why we have our paychecks mm-hmm. partially the reason. So I get that. I mean, listen, I'm not going to turn them down if they're offered to me. I'm not really holding my breath that they're going to be offered to me. But I did put them in about a month ago.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you get some from work a couple years ago when they're in the
playoffs? I was trying to think. I went to the Padres playoff game. I went to 2. I went to the Dodgers, and then I went with my daughter to the Phillies NLCS game. They must have have been through work. Jessica, that's a really good question. I was privileged enough to go to two playoff games, including one of the best nights of my life with my daughter when we clinched against the Dodgers. And then I saw the one game we won against the Phillies in the NLCS. Yeah. So I don't think I take that for granted. I do not. Those were two of the best experiences I've ever had. And obviously because I was with my daughter, but you know, just great Padres baseball. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it must have been through. Anyway, who cares? I don't want people to think, oh, John gets free tickets because John gets free tickets once in a while. But I don't think it's going to happen for the playoffs.
You work for the tickets. Come on.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work for these tickets.
Since we all work at this station, too, and work hard, I'm thinking maybe you should take Tammy to a game.
No, we've been to a game together.
Yeah, but not like just the two of you. I think that would be a fun little experience.
Oh, did you see his look? Oh, my God, John.
I mean,
everybody heard that eye roll.
Do we have to do everything together?
I mean, we are going to, for the first time ever, Honor Flight San Diego as Guardians together. We've never done that together. I guess there really isn't much that we haven't done together.
Maybe we should have a few things on the list.
I don't know. I think a playoff game would be cool.
I have not been given tickets, so I don't know. Right. And let's just focus on the eyes and the prize, which is the Padres winning the wild card round, advancing farther than they did 2 years ago. Uh-huh. Because believe it or not, you better believe it, there are many experts that are saying the Padres are as good a chance as anybody to win the World Series.
Okay.
In fact, better chance than most to win the World Series. I hope that they're right. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy, are you ready for our romantic weekend away together?
Oh my God.
Wow.
You were just complaining about how we do everything together, and now you flip the script again.
I was joking because I'm so excited to be able to do Honor Flight San Diego for the first time ever with you. This is going to be such a cool experience for us to do together.
Yes.
Tim and I are both honored to be, Honor Flight Guardians for Honor Flight San Diego. We're taking off today and coming back on Sunday for that massive homecoming. We really encourage you to be a part of that, please.
And you don't have to worry about airport parking because there is free parking and free shuttles that'll be running to the airport from the Port of San Diego parking lots. That's at Pacific Highway and Sassafras Street. And you can start parking there at 11:30. That's when the shuttles will start. It's super easy. Also, because they partnered with Feeding San Diego for their Feeding Heroes initiative. If you can, please bring a non-perishable food item to donate. We'd love to see you. It's a great experience. Bring the kids.
Yes.
It's really great for them to be a part of this too.
Well, even watching the young members, like the ROTC kids who are there, young men and women, I should say, who the respect that they show, the saluting, it's a beautiful thing. And remember, a lot of these veterans that we're coming home with on Sunday are Vietnam War veterans. Mm-hmm. They did not get the homecoming that they deserved. Right. And frankly, this is going to be very overwhelming for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And it's so wonderful to finally say to them, welcome home. Right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Follow us on social media. We'll keep you updated with our time in D.C. And Monday morning, John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, first name at 8:05.
Hope to see you Sunday afternoon at the airport for our Honor Flight San Diego homecoming. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Lakeside. Say good morning to Billy. How's it going, Billy?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Real well, pal. Thank you for asking. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Billy, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Billy?
All right.
Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Fergie all got their start on this Disney show, also known as MMC to fans. What's the show?
Gosh, I know this. I can't think of it.
Legendary broadcast journalist and the first female nightly network news anchor, Barbara Walters, would have turned 95 this week. What daytime talk show did Barbara create and star in that is now moderated by Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know.
All right. What modern day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? Was it a Coca-Cola can, a Starbucks cup, or a McDonald's bag?
Starbucks cup.
The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS this week in 2007. Kaylee Cuoco was a co-star on that show, and she recently starred in The Flight Attendant on what network?
NBC.
And finally, the Padres are the talk of baseball, and there are a few experts that are now predicting them to finally win their first World Series. The Pods have played in two World Series. Tell me the year of either of them.
1998.
Let's get Tam back in. Good Lord, can you even imagine a World Series? Oh my God, I think I'd just explode. I think I literally would just spontaneously combust.
Okay, you guys are going to hate me. I'm not a Padres fan. I'm a Giants fan.
Uh-oh.
I am rooting for the Padres.
You lost me after Giants. Sorry, I didn't hear a word you said after that. Oh, sorry.
I was listening, Billy.
I'm playing. We're all entitled to our teams. Yes. Yeah, that's all there is. That's the beauty of sports. Billy did just 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Tammy, Ryan Gosling, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Fergie all got their start on this Disney show, also known as MMC. To fans, what is it?
Mickey Mouse Club.
I knew all those acts except Fergie. I didn't know Fergie also got her start there.
She wasn't on MMC. She was on Kids Incorporated. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. MMC was my jam.
Oh, sure.
She was Kids Incorporated, which was the show before Mickey Mouse Club when they aired back to back.
Gotcha.
So it was Fergie and Jennifer Love Hewitt both started on Kids Incorporated.
Wow.
I'm still lost. I'm a whole Giants statement a couple of years ago. I didn't hear a word you just said. What was that? But either way, it's the Mickey Mouse Club. 1-0 Tammy. Legendary broadcast journalist and the first female nightly network news anchor, Barbara Walters, would have turned 95 this week. What daytime talk show did Barbara create and star in that's now moderated by Whoopi Goldberg?
The View.
The View. I did not know that she was the first female nightly news network host. I thought it was Fergie.
Oh my God.
It's 2-0 Tammy. What modern day item, Tammy, made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? Was it a Coca-Cola can, a Starbucks cup, or a McDonald's bag?
A Starbucks cup.
That is correct. Billy knew that. 3-1 Tammy. Tammy, the Big Bang Theory premiered in CBS on this week in 2007. Kaylee Cuoco was a co-star on that show, and she recently starred in The Flight Attendant on what network?
It was on Streaming Max.
That's right. I would have also accepted HBO, right? I think. Mm-hmm. Was it also on
HBO? It used to be called HBO Max. Yeah. Now it's just Max.
Anyway, Billy didn't know. Went with NBC. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tam, the Padres are the talk of baseball. And there are a few experts now that are predicting them to finally win their first World Series. Oh, sweet Ooh. Lord, please. The Pods have played in 2 World Series. Tell me the year of either of them.
1980-something?
Slightly more specific, please.
It's just a guess. 84.
84 is right.
Oh, really? Yeah,
unbelievable. Swear to God. Just a guess. The right guess. Here we go. 1998, the other year. That's the one that Billy went with. So today, nice guess, Tam. A clean sweep for Tammy.
I need to go buy a lottery ticket today.
You're on fire. I've been saying it all morning. 5-2. Billy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a great prize for you, buddy.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to go see Parker McCollum along with Chase Beckham and Dasha October 25th at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy that, Billy. Have a great day, pal. We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Billy from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Well, it is official. The Padres are not going to win at the NL West as the Dodgers won last night.
My biggest question, John, is how soon after the Padres clinched a playoff did you ask for tickets for playoff games?
I did not ask for tickets for playoff games after they clinched. I asked about a month ago.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what you're laughing at because I'm not joking. Look at my face.
Oh,
I threw it in there. I mean, first of all, the amount of tickets that we're going to get because our station, the Fan 97.3, the Fan is the Padres flagship station. So mm-hmm. we are allotted some tickets.
Sure,
but we don't get anywhere near as many tickets for the playoffs.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And they're going to, let's be honest, they're going to be giving them to our high-priced clients, and that's good because they spend their money on our radio station. They're mm-hmm. a reason why we have our paychecks, mm-hmm. partially the reason. So I get that. I mean, listen, I'm not going to turn them down if they're offered to me. I'm not really holding my breath that they're going to be offered to me. But I did put them in about a month ago.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you get some from work a couple years ago when they're in the
I was playoffs? Trying to think. I went to the Padres playoff game. I went to 2. I went to the Dodgers, and then I went with my daughter to the Phillies NLCS game. They must have been through work. Jessica, that's a really good question. I was privileged enough to go to 2 playoff games, including one of the best nights of my life with my daughter mm-hmm. when we clinched against the Dodgers. And then I saw the one game we won against the Phillies in the NLCS. Yeah. So don't think I take that for granted. I do not. That was two of the best experiences I've ever had. And obviously because I was with my daughter, but you know, just great Padres baseball. Mm-hmm. But I think it must have been through. Anyway, who cares? I don't want people to think, oh, John gets free tickets because John gets free tickets once in a while. But I don't think it's going to happen for the playoffs.
You work for the tickets. Come on.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I work for these tickets.
Since we all work at this station, too, and work hard, I'm thinking maybe you should take Tammy to a game.
No, we've been to a game together.
Yeah, but not like just the two of you. I think that would be a fun little experience.
Oh, did you see his look? Oh, my God, John.
I mean,
everybody heard that eye roll.
Do we have to do everything together?
I mean, we are going to, for the first time ever, Honor Flight San Diego as Guardians together. We've never done that together. I guess there really isn't much that we haven't done together.
Maybe we should have a few things on the list.
I don't know. I think a playoff game would be cool.
I have not been given tickets, so I don't know. Right. And let's just focus on the eyes and the prize, which is the Padres winning the wild card round, advancing farther than they did 2 years ago. Uh-huh. Because believe it or not, you better believe it, there are many experts that are saying the Padres are as good a chance as anybody to win the World Series.
Okay.
In fact, better chance than most to win the World Series. I hope that they're right. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy, are you ready for our romantic weekend away together?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You were just complaining about how we do everything together, and now you flip the script again.
I was joking, because I'm so excited to be able to do Honor Flight San Diego for the first time ever with you. This is going to be such a cool experience for us to do together.
Yes.
Tim and I are both honored to be, Honor Flight Guardians for Honor Flight San Diego. We're taking off today and coming back on Sunday for that massive homecoming. We really encourage you to be a part of that, please.
And you don't have to worry about airport parking, because there is free parking and free shuttles that'll be running to the airport from the Port of San Diego parking lots. That's at Pacific Highway and Sassafras Street. And you can start parking there at 11:30. That's when the shuttles will start. It's super easy. Also, because they partnered with Feeding San Diego for their Feeding Heroes initiative. If you can, please bring a non-perishable food item to donate. We'd love to see you. It's a great experience. Bring the kids.
Yes.
It's really great for them to be a part of this too.
Well, even watching the young members, like the ROTC kids who are there, young men and women, I should say, who the respect that they show, the saluting, it's a beautiful thing. And remember, a lot of these veterans that we're coming home with on Sunday are Vietnam War veterans. Mm-hmm. They did not get the homecoming that they deserved.
Right.
And frankly, this is going to be very overwhelming for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And it's so wonderful to finally say to them, welcome home.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Follow us on social media. We'll keep you updated with our time in D.C. And Monday morning, John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, first name at 8:05.
Hope to see you Sunday afternoon at the airport for our Honor Flight San Diego homecoming. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.